we seen this shift take place where you've got women saying, I need a sponsor, to I don't need a man anything.
Yes, 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 yes.
Man comes into a relationship, his head is on a swivel. And I tell people this all the time. Now I say, my head should be on a swivel, now my heart is on one. Because I gotta protect myself, because he's thinking, I don't have the money to buy a Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah.
I gotta work hard to buy some red bottoms.
Yeah.
She's already coming well put together, and she's expecting me to maintain this lifestyle that I know I probably can't, or I have to work three jobs in order to get it. So to answer the question, I believe that everyone has to bring something to the table.
Should relationships be 50-50 financially? I feel like this is something that I feel like has transitioned, has changed, has just been, you know what I mean? Everybody's kind of given their point of view, their perspective, but don't really have any skin in the game. My opinion, I feel like I've always had this opinion that if relationships are 50-50 financially, that's your relationship. You know what I mean? When people start to really try to influence not only their own relationship, but other relationships, that's where I kind of have to draw a line to where not everybody's situation is similar. And let's be real, we're no longer in the 50s and 60s. I think that era is gone. You know, I think there's such a negative term. Providing is such a negative, like, it's just such a negative view on the way a man should be providing, right? A lot of and I'm sorry to say this, I think it's a lot of women driving for men's expectations to provide, you know, a lifestyle that is not necessarily conducive to men. Right. I think a man's job has become so like overboard that it's just out of control. It's unrealistic. It's out of control. And it puts a lot of pressure on men. And so let's dive deep into this. Should relationships be 50-50 financially? We'll start with you, Pastor Will.
All right. A lot of times, and I've preached on this, and a lot of times we look at this 50-50. So, and on another social media platform, I posted this up in 50-50, and then some people misunderstood, it was misconstrued. Okay. 50-50. The working definition, it was not intended from the denotation, let's say that, which is your dictionary. It meant it was not about percentage, but what you present. They just, when it was coined, that's why it's like a misnomer, because when it was coined, 50-50 had nothing to do with, 50%, then coming and making 100. It was saying that 100 is going to be made, but that 50 represented, rather than saying 100, right? It still represented me on and the other party, her giving her all. Now, with that being said, we have allowed social media, pop culture, whether it be hip hop, R&B. I was talking to a young lady just yesterday about this very subject. So I'm glad we're in good territory. And I told her that isn't it amazing? And I'm about to date myself, that there was a group, Destiny's Child, if you remember, right? There wasn't a time when they came out, they said, can you pay my bills? Automobiles, maybe we can chill. But then when they were solicited to do the soundtrack for Charlie's Angel, they turned around and said, all my independent women, throw your hands up at me.
Yeah, yes.
if we seen this shift take place where you've got women saying, "I need a sponsor," to "I don't need a man anything."
Yes, 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 yes.
Man comes into a relationship, his head is on a swivel. And I can tell people this all the time. Now I say, my head should be on a swivel, now my heart is on one. Because I gotta protect myself. Because he's thinking, I don't have the money to buy a Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah.
I gotta work hard to buy some red bottoms.
Yeah.
She's already coming well put together, and she's expecting me to maintain this lifestyle that I know I probably can't, or I have to work 3 jobs in order to get it. So to answer the question, I believe that everyone has to bring something to the table. I'm going back to the garden real fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Adam is, now remember what I said when he said, let us make man, and before that he said, it is good, and that was day one. It is good, day two. The first time God said it is not good is when he said, it is not good for man to be alone. That's the first time he said it's not good in Genesis. When he said that, and he said, what's up, Adam? He's like, oh, man, look, everybody, all the animals, they got, you know, a counterpart. And he said, so what's up? I gave you everything you wanted. He said, but I want somebody, too. He said, say less. Puts him to sleep. First surgery in the history of surgeries, right? <It's> No anesthesia, man.
Yeah.
Takes the rib out. Wakes the brother up. He's sewed back up. He looks at it, and I say it like this. Man looks at woman and says, amen. Because he's like all that. And
yes.
He's excited.
Yes.
He said, what did you say? I'm going to call a woman because she was taken from man. This, for this reason shall a man leave and his mother and father and cleave to his wife. Yes. Now that we have our own household, we have our own responsibilities, our own bills, our own everything. She was a helpmeet. I'm not about to sound, I don't want anybody to say, oh, here you go. He's about to sound chauvinistic. No, this is not a chauvinistic point of view. What I'm saying is, that goes back to everything we're saying is building blocks. If God is my authority, he'll be my priority. I'm going to start with him. I'm going to tell him good morning before I tell her good morning. Are y'all with me? When I start with God, he's going to get me right. So we're going to get this together, because we're no longer, remember, he said in Genesis 2, no longer two, but one. Whether we have, every relationship is different. And I told somebody this, every relationship has its own DNA.
Yes.
That is an agreement that has to take place. We got all these gurus out who tell us that's an agreement, that there are some things we have to discuss. Because if the bottom falls out, and let's say he makes $100,000 a year and she's a home together, but if he is no longer able to keep the home, I mean, no able to work, and the bottom falls out, it's always good to have that. I'll speak of my situation. I came from a two-parent household.
Mm-hmm.
My father was a pastor, and he was an insurance man. He was compensated for being a pastor, and he was insurance. My mother, she was an awesome, phenomenal mother, but she worked for NASA, Johnson Space Center.
Yeah.
Now this will delve us into another quick footnote. So quite naturally, she probably made a little more than my daddy. No big deal. But pulled his weight, so if anything ever took place, they still had two. I got to make it more plain for those who listen to this. I had a friend back in the day. Y'all remember the Suburban? The old Suburban?
Yeah.
The Suburban was so big, it had two gas tanks.
Yeah.
Mm.
One was a reserve. And when that one would go, we were going somewhere, and the tank would eat, he puts the button in it, and the thing switched to the other tank, and both were filled up. In order to have a true relationship, I know I saw the interview with the celebrity performing basketball. His wife's like, oh, we do this, pay the bills and stuff. Everyone, I believe, it's like his own DNA. But in my opinion, it's nothing wrong with her having a job, because I would not want my wife. I'm going to go back to my old situation. She was a professional woman. I was taking care of my business. We both brought something and we put it in the pot because that's what bills had to be paid. I don't want a female to lose her identity, but in the same token, be straight up about it. Don't be, can you pay my bills today, and then saying independent women tomorrow. Because now I need you to pick what era of Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
You want to be.
So that's a good point, right? So why is that such a problem, where it's like, the expectation is for men to make, let's say, $100,000, right? And men are supposed to have 100% of the pot, and women want to be independent, quote unquote, right? But they don't want to put anything in the pot.
So I'm going to jump in on this because I had the beginnings of this conversation with somebody recently on Echo Chamber, episode coming soon. And there's a part two happening, but you know, like you said, every person is different. Every woman is different. Every relationship is different. You know, I'm not going to discount that, but I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was like, most of us actually do want to be able to submit. Most of us actually do want to be able to, you know, like, hey, you are the leader of this household. Like, this is you. But they also don't want to feel like they, like you said, they don't want to feel like they're giving up who they are. They're giving up their opinion. They're giving up their autonomy. Once they have decided to submit to a relationship or enter a relationship, whatever the case may be. And
let me ask a question on that one, right? I think when you say submit to a relationship, I think now it's like, in order for men are saying, in order for me to submit to the relationship, which means you're submitting to a partner, like, right? It's not saying, a lot of men aren't saying, well, she's got to pay for this. She's got to have this amount of money. It's more like she got to look like this. She got to act this way. She got to be my next thing.
Okay.
She got to be good in bed. But this is the thing with women, in order for me to submit to a relationship and submit to him, it's like, how much money is he making? What kind of house does he have?
So that,
what kind of car does he drive? Can he take me on trips?
I'm not going to disagree at all in that that does happen. But
yes, and women are quitting their jobs so men can pay their bills.
So, but that goes back to what Pastor Will was saying. You know, like if you God's going to get you right? Like if you, and let's be real about it. Going back to the Bible, what are some of the commandments or seven deadly sins? Sloth, that's one of them. Gluttony, that's one of them.
Greed,
and you know that
lust,
type of things. You know, like these are the things that are behind the stuff that you were just talking about. Like, oh, she gotta look a certain way. She gotta be good in bed. That's lust. That's lust all day.
Yeah.
You know, and we like as men, let's be real about it. We'll fall in lust real easy.
Correct. But that's where we
fell in lust. You know. Yeah. But that's the thing.
That's the key for us to submit to a relationship, but submit to her.
But so that's why I'm glad you're here today, Will, because it's like, all right. So, you know, we, like you said, God gonna get you right. You know, and you know, whatever denomination, whatever you want to call it, you know, will under the larger umbrella of purpose, whether you decide, whoever you decide your purpose comes from, we say our purpose comes from God, Christ, all of those things, because that's who we are. I ain't fighting nobody on who they want to be. This is just who we are.
Mm-hmm.
But for that, it's like, all right, if God gets me right, then, you know, the other piece is like, I want to quit my job. It's like, nah, you know, that's from a, even if we take God out of it, you know, like y'all are both saying, like, let's say something goes wrong. Let's say I step out my door going to my my $10,000 a week job, mm-hmm. and I get hit by a truck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, that $10,000 a week, gone. Okay. So what's your lifestyle?
Yeah.
If you're living a greedy lifestyle and that $10,000 a week is gone every week.
Yeah, that's a true test of your relationship.
It's a true test of your relationship, but it's your test of your relationship. It's a test of your character. But all of those things come from up top. You know, like you said, if you, wherever you place your authority, that's going to dictate how you move, how you navigate. So like if I'm placing my authority in myself or my instincts, like I said, oh, she looked good. Let's see what's popping. Meanwhile, you know, I know good and well I got zero business having a conversation with this woman, especially because I know what my intentions are with this conversation. Let's see what she do in bed real quick. Let's see, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
See.
We'll try to be like, we'll try to fit a square peg in a silver hole.
Yeah, like it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit with God's vision for us. It doesn't fit with it. Most of the time, it doesn't even fit with our vision for ourselves. But we will convince ourselves that, like, hey, this is what it is because she's bad. Obviously, I deserve this because she's bad.
Yeah, yeah,
and then we end up, you know, and then we end up hurting ourselves.
And let's be real, stuck.
Yeah, we end up stuck.
You're stuck. But let me be real with this because I've been wanting to say this for a long time, right? And I'm sorry. This is no disrespect to any women, to any men out there. But let's be real. And I'm glad Pastor Will brought up this analogy, right? Destiny's Child did start this. Let's be real.
Don't put this alone on Destiny.
No,
okay.
Destiny's
children have done their part. I will not argue.
They have done their part. But let's be real, right? I'm not blaming Destiny's Child as a group and as the women they are. It's the message that is behind it, right? And let's be real with it. And I'm going to be speaking to our men just for a couple seconds right now,
okay.
Right?
Do
right? And I'm going to be speaking to the men right now, right?
Do your thing. Go ahead.
If you are single,
me.
If you want to protect your assets, you want to protect your kingdom, you want to protect your sanity, your identity, you're all about you, right? And you have been in situations where you know that you do not, your lifestyles don't align with each other, right? She has a certain expectation, you have a certain expectation. Right. Her expectation is that she wants you to fill the provider role. And I've said this on the show many times. It's not a man's job to pay for a woman's lifestyle. I'm sorry. And I'm saying it now. It's not a man's job. The man's job is to provide stability and security. Anything outside of that security or stability is not a man's job. Right. So if you're a man and you don't want to pay for the expectation and the lifestyle that she wants you to pay for, why are you dating her? Right? Mm-hmm. Why are you entertaining her? Because she's good in bed? Because she looks good when you go out? Just think about it. When you take her out, look who has to pay for it. You do. You know what I mean? You don't like traveling, or you don't like traveling every 2 weeks, but she wants to travel, and you're going to be paying for it. Right? These passport bros that you're hearing about that women are hating, they're going over and getting, you know, international women. Do you want to know why they're going over there getting international women? It's because they're culturized to submit to men and understanding that men, there's a pot. There's a pot to go into, right? Men don't want to be pressured to pay for your lifestyle, right? Some men. I won't say all the men. Some men don't want to be pressured to pay for the lifestyle. Right. But the problem is, men, you're submitting to that expectation. And then when that lifestyle comes, that's when, you know, you want to step back. You know, women are this, women are that, women are greedy, like the seven deadly sins. That's when you want to come out and say, you know, I made the wrong choices, including myself. Right. I made the wrong choices. I'm spending too much money. You know what I mean? And then that's when you want to flip it and say, you know, all right, you need to go out and work. You need to bring something in the pot. And it's too late. It's too late. You've made the choice of woman that doesn't want to sign up for these expectations. So my thing is, why? Why are you signing up for this? So my point is that should relationships be 50-50 financially? Let's be real. You know, there's no relationship that's going to happen 50-50 financially. Let's just be real about it. I call it the 60-40 rule, right? There's all one pot. If she's bringing 40%, I'm happy with that. But what's your percentage? Do you want her bringing 20? You want her bringing 10? You want her bringing 30? You want her bringing 40? If you want to bring in zero, that's on you. You're paying, you're willing to pay for that lifestyle. But if you want her to bring 10, you want her to bring 20, you want her to bring 30 or 40, you need to make that an expectation and stop submitting to women who aren't willing to accept that expectation and stop submitting to women that are just, you know, light in the sand, if you want to call them, you know what I mean? Just beauty, gorgeous, you know, yeah. Stop submitting to just that.